House will come to order. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is February 25th, 2015, the 30th day of the 40-day session. Deadlines. Friday, February 27th, last day for bills to be reported out of committee. Monday, March the 2nd, last day for committee of the whole. Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Here.
Baker.
Here.
Baldwin.
Here.
Barlow.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blackburn.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Burkhart.
Excuse.
Burkhart excused. Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Clem.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Dayton.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Edwards.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel.
Here.
Freeman.
Here.
Gay.
Here.
Greer.
Here.
Halverson.
Here.
Harshman.
Excuse.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Yagi. Yagi. Jennings.
Here.
Kasparic.
Here.
Kirkbride.
Here.
Croker.
Here.
Crone.
Here.
Larson Lloyd.
Yes. Here.
Larson Dan.
Here.
Lindholm.
Here.
Lockhart.
Here.
Laux.
Here.
Madden.
Here.
McKim.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Moniz. Moniz.
Excuse.
Moniz excused. Nicholas.
Excuse.
Nicholas excused. Northrup.
Here.
Patton excused. Paxton.
Here.
Pelkey.
Here.
Petroff.
Here.
Piperinen.
Here.
Pinnell.
Here.
Reeder.
Here.
Schwartz.
Here.
Summers.
Here.
Steinmetz.
Here.
Stubson.
Here.
Throne.
Here.
Walters.
Here.
Wilson. Winters.
Here.
Swanitzer Dan.
Here.
Swanitzer Dave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Harshman.
Here.
Yagi. Moniz.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Yagi.
Excuse.
Yagi excused. 58 present, 2 excused.
The prayer for the day is offered by Father August Caney, representing St. Mary's Cathedral.
Wyoming State Hospital, Evanston, Wyoming. The first Wyoming law relating to care of the mentally ill was passed on December 7th. Construction of the hospital began later, was completed in 1887, and consists of a two-story brick hospital building. In 1906, an addition was made to the hospital building, but the structure was destroyed by fire in 1918, the year present administrative building was built. Today, the hospital complex, 25 buildings, 2 administrative buildings, and 10 dormitories. In 1888, the hospital first patient were transferred by train to Evanston from a hospital in Jacksonville, Illinois. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the gift of human life and human reason. May this legislative body protect those who suffer with mental illness and addictions. May your spirit touch all who work here with a spirit of compassion for those who suffer. Lord, may Wyoming always be a state that has compassion for the sick, a body, mind, and spirit. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Journal Committee report.
Your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 24, 2015 has been read and recommends it be approved, signed by Representative Steinmetz and Schwartz.
Ladies and gentlemen, each year the University of Wyoming recognizes a select number of Wyoming's outstanding high school seniors for their academic achievement by awarding them the Highly Competitive Trustees Scholars Award. Something I might add, I was never the recipient of. Recipients are evaluated on their academic excellence, including high school GPA, test scores, and curriculum rigor. Three of the 88 recipients are here with us today because they are legislative high school interns. Alexander Savoya is from Lovell. He's the grandson of Representative Elaine Harvey and is an intern for Representative Michael Greer. Alexander plans to study chemical engineering. Elijah Lowry is a homeschooled student from Cheyenne and an intern for Representative Harlan Edmonds and plans to explore his interest in business, communications, and political science. Rachel Derner is from Burns and is an intern for Senator Ogden Driscoll. She plans to major in agricultural education and agricultural business this fall. Please help me congratulate this exceptional group of incoming University of Wyoming students. And would you please, if you'd care to, each of you might share a few words with the legislature. The podium's right there.
Blessed are the brief, because they will be well-liked, and so I'll keep this short. But I'd like to say thank you to all of you for all that you do. We really appreciate your service. We appreciate the experience that you've been able to give to us that has helped enrich our academic experience, and we appreciate the time you take and the effort you put in, and thank you for the recognition.
Thank you guys so much for the opportunity to be here and for this incredible learning experience. It has been truly amazing to see how much can get done by a body of citizens with a common goal and the people's interests at heart. And I have been truly inspired by the example that you guys have set. And I look forward to seeing what will be accomplished throughout the remainder of the session. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I have learned so much, and I am eternally grateful.
I'm going to preface this by the fact that I'm terrified. I really have enjoyed the time that I've been here. I enjoy seeing the work that is put forth in this house and the other house across the hall, of course. But this one I enjoy more so because besides my personal connection to this house, I think that you guys are a lot more fun. A lot more work seems to get done on this side, and I really enjoy watching this session. So thank you for the opportunity and for the privilege.
Congratulations to you all for receiving UW's highest scholarship award, and thank you for your outstanding work during this year's legislative session. We wish you the best of luck as you continue your academic careers. Representative Harvey.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Yes, please.
Mr. Speaker, with your permission, I'd like to take the afternoon off to go over across the hill with my grandson to talk him into accepting that scholarship, because he's got full ride scholarships to many institutions around the country, and he also is a finalist for the National Honor Scholarship. And his letter said, congratulations, you're in the top 1% of students in the nation. So if you'll indulge this grandmother an opportunity to brag on her grandson, and may I be excused?
You may be excused, Representative Harvey, and he may need some tax advice.
Mr. Speaker, I'll know who to send him to.
Representative Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Privilege of the floor.
Yes, please.
Mr. Speaker, excuse me. The Conference Committee on House Bill 154 will meet upon noon, adjournment in room H-17. Thank you.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor, if
yes,
I may.
Yes, please proceed.
Members of the House, I would like to draw your attention to the South and the West Gallery. This year we have 11 of the 150 young men who are in the Boy Scouts of America in our state that were received the rank of Eagle Scout, along with their advisors, leaders, and fellow scouts. They represent the Long Peaks, the Long's Peak Council, the Greater Wyoming Council, the Trapper Trails Council, and the Black Hills Council, the Boy Scouts of America. Let's recognize them for their hard work.
Welcome to the House. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the Representative Yagi has been found. He's here. He reminds me so much of an Airedale dog. He's smarter than he looks.
Messages from the Senate.
Message number 315. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 12, trespassing to collect data. The concurrence has failed. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bill listed above. Ayes 29, 1 excused. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with the like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 316, Mr. Speaker, House Joint Resolution number 3, Free Roaming Wild Horses. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed by the vote indicated, which is ayes 29, 1 excused. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 317, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate appointed Senate conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 33. The Senate conferees are Senator Case, Chairman, Senator Hicks, Senator Pappas, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 318, Committee of the Whole indefinitely postponed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate adopted the Committee of the Whole report, failing the bill listed below by the vote indicated, House Bill 120, Tribal License Plates, Noes 18, ayes 11, 1 excused. This bill has been indefinitely postponed. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 323, concurrence failed. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 18, expungement of misdemeanors. The Senate failed to concur in the House by the vote indicated. Noes 19, excused 11, no ayes. The Senate requests the House to appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with the like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Signed, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 324, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate appointed Senate conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 12. The Senate conferees are Senator Hicks, Chairman, Senator Esquivel, and Senator Kinski, signed by Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk.
The doctor of the day is Ron Malm from Cheyenne. The nurse of the day is Lily Bovina from Cheyenne Regional Medical Center. Please welcome them to the house. We're at that order of business of all right, before we do that, standing committee reports.
Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom is referred Senate File 144, Microbreweries, Minimum Barrel Requirement, respectfully reports the same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baldwin, Klim, Freeman, Kirkbride, Larson, Petroff, Schwartz, and Steinmetz. One excused, Representative Barlow, signed by Representative Petroff, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom is referred Senate File 130, engrossed, Lottery Commission reporting requirements, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Byrd, Kennedy, Edmonds, Gay, Kasparic, Larson, Somers, Walters, and one no vote, Representative Lockhart, signed by Representative Lockhart, Chairman.
Now we're at that order of business of request to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. The first message for our consideration is message number 298 on House Bill 32, Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for concurrence on message 298, House Bill 32, and I ask for your aye vote. The changes that were made in the Senate added to the definition of hemp extract to make sure that it complies with federal definitions, and then also to change the percentage of cannabidiol, that drug thing.
What's the
end? And
hey, Mr. Speaker, can we have a point of order real fast? I don't believe anybody has a list of concurrence requests.
Mr. Speaker, that'll give me a day to learn how to pronounce that word.
Okay, Chairman's monitor. I understand they're being distributed right now. I'm going to go do, since you don't have those, I'm going to go to second reading, and then I'm going to double back and do concurrences and adoption of conference committee reports. So, we're at that order of business of bills on second reading. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 27. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 27 from Senator Anderson, an act relating to highways, designating the Wyoming Vietnam Veterans Welcome Home Highway.
Senate File 27, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time, hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 30. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 30 from the Transportation Committee, an act relating to the Military Department.
Senate File 30, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time, hearing no objection, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 45. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 45 from Corporations, an act relating to the administration of government and privacy.
Senate File 45, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 73.
Senate File 73 from Senator Ross, an act relating to forcible entry and detainer actions.
Senate File 73, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 75. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 75 from Senator Ross, an act relating to child support.
Senate File 75, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 93. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 93 from Senator Anderson, an act relating to gasoline taxes.
Senate File 93 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 119. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 119 from Senator Scott, an act relating to health care facility licensing.
Senate File 119 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. We will now proceed, Madam Majority Floor Leader, to third bills on the consent. Representative Pelkey.
Thank you. Privilege, Mr.
Chair. Please, Representative Pelkey.
I have the privilege of representing a district over the hill, and one of my predecessors is up in the gallery. I'd like the House to welcome Lorna Johnson and her daughter-in-law, Erin Johnson, and granddaughter, Devin Johnson.
Now, Madam Majority Floor Leader,
Third
reading consent list.
I'm ready. Mr. Speaker, I move the consent list consisting of the following bills. Senate File 17, 43, 59, 65, 82, 84, 97, 111, and 120.
Would anyone want any of those bills removed from the consent list? The reading clerk will read the bills.
Senate File 117 from Senator Bubout, an act relating to public works and contracts, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 43 from Corporations, an act relating to telecommunications, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 59 from Appropriations, an act relating to Wyoming Public Television, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 65 from Senator Kinski, an act relating to banking, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 82 from Senator Scott, an act relating to the Funeral Service Practitioners Act, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 84 from Senator Von Fattern, an act relating to geologic sequestration, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 97 from Senator Meyer, an act relating to telecommunications, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 111 from Senator Perkins, an act relating to Wyoming Probate Court, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 120 from Senator Ross, an act relating to the Uniform Interstate Family Support Act, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Allen. Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Yagi,
Jennings, Kasparik, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton excused, Paxton, Pelkey, Petrov, Piperinen, Pennell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 17, are there any changes? Petroff? Aye to no. Barlow? Aye to no. Madden? Aye to no. Wilson? Aye to no. Esquivel? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 5 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 43, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 59, are there any changes? Croker, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Yagi, aye to no. Clem, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. Lindholm, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Pieperinen, aye to no. Blackburn, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 45 aye, 14 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 65, are there any changes? Burkhart, aye to no. Northrup, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Esquivel, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 4 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 82, are there any changes? Halverson, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 84, are there any changes? Stubson, conflict. Barlow, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 1 no, 1 excused, 1 conflict. As to Senate File 97, are there any changes? Edmonds, conflict. Swanitzer Dan, aye to no. Wilson, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Walters, aye to no. Winters, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Baker, aye to no. Lindholm, aye to no. Larson Lloyd, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 45 aye, 13 no, 1 excused, 1 conflict. As to Senate File 111, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 120, are there any changes? Byrd, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Senate Files 17, 43, 59, 65, 82, 84, 97, 111, and 120 have passed the House. We're now at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 54. There is an amendment.
Senate File 54 from Corporations, an act relating to elections, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 54 and ask for your favorable consideration. so I know a lot of people have a problem with being able to change party affiliation. But this is the reason these bills have such difficulty passing is because the practicality of the ease of being able to get around the system to do that anyway. And here is why. The federal law that we refer to as the motor voter law says that because we in Wyoming do not allow people to register to vote when they get their driver's license, we have to allow same-day voter registration, okay? So someone can walk into the polling place and register on the same day. That's federal law. We also cannot prohibit someone from taking their names off of the voter rolls, including on election day. So if we prohibit someone from being able to change their party, all they have to do is take their name off of the voter roll and then re-register to vote. So they can do all of that on election day. They can do all of that any time before election day. So as a practical matter, it's more work for the clerks, and it doesn't change the ability for someone to be able to vote in a different party. So to tag this on to an election revision bill, endangering that bill just doesn't seem to make sense, and so I ask for your aye vote.
Discussion on the amendment. Representative Blackburn, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the 63rd, I could probably defend my stance on my amendment yesterday, but I shan't do that. I will stand for this bill because it's a good bill. I do not want to see it destroyed. And I will stand for the new amendment which is placed to delete my amendment.
Further discussion. Question being called. We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 54. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Fine. All those in favor, please stand. Third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 54 has passed. Senate File 54, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell. Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
Crone,
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton excused, Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
no.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz, Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 52 ayes, 7 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 54, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 54 has passed the House. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, next we're going to do concurrence requests. The first message for our consideration is message 298 on House Bill 32. Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message number 298, House Bill 32, and I ask for your aye vote. Basically, what the Senate did was added to the definition of hemp extract, saying that it complies with federal definitions, and also taking it from 15% cannabidiol down to 5% cannabidiol. And everywhere that we have put intractable epilepsy, we have also added or seizure disorders. It specifies that fees received are deposited into the general fund. And finally, it talks about what happens when a cardholder turns 18 and switches from the card that parents hold to their card. So with that, I'll stand for any questions or call for the question.
Question being called. We're voting on a motion to concur with Senate amendments on House Bill 32. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Farlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Connolly. Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund. Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Prone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz. Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Patton excused. Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pennell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 5 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 32. The next message for our consideration is message number 299 on House Bill 38, Chairman Zwanitzer Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message 299 to House Bill 38 and would ask you not to concur. You'll remember this is the PAC campaign limits and funding bill, and this is actually the fifth time we've had a discussion on the same section of statute in the last 6 years I've been here. The House position, you'll see what the Senate did is just delete M, Romanet M altogether, and basically what this does is place no limit on PAC contribution funding to statewide or legislative elections. It just takes the entire PAC funding section out. And so this would allow, under the amendment, how the bill reads now, if we do concur, it would say there is no PAC funding limitations whatsoever on legislative or statewide election races. While philosophically, I think some of you agree with that, including the person just stood up to probably speak in favor of this concurrence, historically this House's position has been to have some restrictions, stipulations. Again, this is a bill that we amended, I think, just last year, and we made it effective for the following election. So we haven't actually even had an election cycle where we've let this statute stand for PAC contribution funding. And so before we even let it stand, the Senate's attempting to take out the PAC limit altogether. So just based on the historical pleasure of this body over the past 4 years, including last year and how the bill came out of the House, I'd ask you not to concur. So we go back and talk about it in conference committee and see if a better deal can be worked out.
Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is true. I'm going to ask for your aye vote on concurrence. Specifically, what we're looking at here, this has to do with the freedom of speech. More specifically, it has to do with being competitive. And how can you be competitive unless you're independently wealthy in the state of Wyoming? It's hard to do. Independently wealthy, the individuals can donate as much as they would like to their own campaign. There's no limit. There's no cap. So the independently wealthy happen to do very well in this state because there's no limits on what they can do. Whereas the average Joe is going to be held back and restricted because PACs can only donate so much. So I'd ask you to vote aye on this concurrence. I think it's good what they've done with the bill. Thank you.
Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just add to the prior comments that this also brings us into compliance with a recent Supreme Court ruling. I don't think I can say the name of it, but eliminated limits on PAC contributions. Thank you. Vote aye.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Actually, this bill doesn't have anything to do with the Supreme Court. That was another bill that we sent over. So, but if you'll remember, when we had this debate the first time around, what we sent over was a compromise measure. It was a measure that recognized that local legislative races are different than statewide races. And so I'd urge your no vote on concurrence so we can go back over and talk to the other side and see if we can get something straightened out.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for the second time? We're voting on the motion to concur on House Bill 38. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Campbell,
no. Kennedy,
no.
Clem,
aye.
Connolly,
no.
Dayton,
no.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
no.
Esquivel,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
no.
Greer,
no.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparic,
no.
Kirkbride,
no.
Croker,
aye.
Crone, Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
No.
Patton excused. Paxton.
No.
Pelkey.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz. Summers,
no.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Baldwin, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 20 aye, 39 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to not concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 38. The next bill for our consideration is message number 301 on House Bill 41, House Bill 44. Message 301 on House Bill 44. Chairman Zwanitzer Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message number 301 and would ask for your favorable vote on this one. And this was an interesting procedural, amendment. In the original committee bill from the interim, the Department of Revenue had come to the committee and given us a list of what they believed the administrative cost would be to set up this new program. This is on the emergency 911 fees, prepaid wireless, once again. However, the bill passed through this body and through committee. When we went to appropriations, no one showed up from the department, and so I didn't have a copy of exactly what their justification on that $282,000 expenditure was, and since no one showed up, the appropriations committee said, they must not need it. And so we took the appropriation out of the bill. When the bill passed this body and went to the Senate, they went to the Senate Appropriations Committee and certainly showed up and spent 45 minutes justifying and going over the expenditure. So the Senate did put the appropriation back into the bill for $282,000, and which was in the original committee bill in the interim, and that's the only change. And so I would ask for your concurrence.
We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 44. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
No.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Flake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas. Northrup.
Aye.
Patton excused. Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 43 ayes, 16 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 44. The next message for our consideration is message number 302 on House Bill 77, Chairman Swanitzer Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for concurrence on message 302 on House Bill 77 and would ask for your aye vote. This has to do with the Wyoming retirement system for the Veterans Service Credit. Basically, the other side removed that the individual could pay with personal funds, and they inserted with funds from any source, including rollover contributions. So I think it's just a broader definition of what personal funds are, and I would encourage your aye vote.
Discussion on the concurrence. Question being called. We're voting on a motion to amend to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 77, a majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Esquivel. Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas. Northrup.
Aye.
Patton excused. Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, you voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 77. The next message for our consideration is message 303 on House Bill 88. Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move message 303 to and ask for your concurrence, and it's in relation to House Bill 88. This is the program to recruit health care providers. It's a program that has been going on for several years, I think since 2003. And the Senate appropriations stripped the funding out of it. I don't think that it's a big issue without having a lot of people flooding the medical issues, medical centers. I think that the recruiting money that is left, the standardly appropriated, and we thought that we would need more. So I would stand neutral on whether you vote aye or no. If you want us to go back and look for some more money, but the money that's left will recruit one doctor, so we don't think it's worth fighting for.
Discussion on the motion. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to agree with my chairman. There is money in the program. We were aiming for more, which would be great, but it's a wonderful bill even without it, so go ahead and vote aye.
We're voting on a motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 88. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund. Esquivel, Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz, Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton, excused, Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen, Pennell, Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 57 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 88. The next bill for our consideration is message number 309 on House Bill 225, Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move message 309 for concurrence on House Bill 225 and ask for your favorable aye vote. Members, House Bill 225 dealt with security provided by the Highway Patrol during Capitol Complex renovation, and the Senate amendment simply strikes out about eight words and really is archaic language that was in the previous statute. So no changes on money or anything else, but the bill is needed because really for the four other elected officials who we won't all be in the same building, of course, starting next year, and so it's during this Capitol Complex renovation. Thank you.
Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I just concur with the Chairman of Appropriations that this was language that was just not caught in the first draft. Thank you.
We're voting on a motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 225. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay. Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Krohn.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton excused. Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petrov. Piperinen.
Aye.
Pennell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 225. We're now in that order of business of consideration of joint conference committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 222. Chairman Swanitzer Dave.
Mr. Speaker, just a point of order. It should be on House Bill 22. But with that in mind, I move for concern.
Thank you. It is House Bill 22.
Okay. I move for concurrence on Senate Message 244 with reference to Joint Conference Committee Number 1 on House Bill 22. And this is the one on the disabled veterans license plate. When it got to the other side, they basically added three amendments. One was to let the disabled veteran go ahead and produce or purchase as many plates as they wanted after their one-time free exemption, and that's what we have in law now, but their amendment would have allowed for them to purchase as many as they want. We have deleted that in our conference committee, and also we did some clarification. The way the amendment was written in the other house, it appeared like you could only purchase them one time and one time only. So if you went up this year to purchase them, then you cannot purchase them anymore. So we deleted that amendment. And the one that we kept had to do with the quantities, and then we added some other language. So the net result is, and the reason the bill came to us, and the reason for all their amendments on the other side, was so veterans could purchase a plate for their motorcycle. And so the amendment basically now lets them purchase one plate for a vehicle, and if they pay full purchase price, they can purchase one other, either for a motorcycle or a multi-purpose vehicle. And with that, I would ask for your aye vote, and I would stand for any questions.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 22. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson. Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Krohn,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton excused, Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petrov, Piperinen.
Aye.
Pennell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you've adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 22. The next concurrence for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 13, Representative Kroll. On Senate File 13, Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 13 and ask for an aye vote. The change that we had made to this bill was that we had put an amendment on that would have required the inmate who was about to be executed to be rendered unconscious before the firing squad would happen if we had to go that route. And the Department of Corrections had raised a few issues with that, the primary one being that the chemical compound that they use to render him unconscious is the same compound that they're not able to use because it's not provided to be used in executions. There was some disagreement as to whether or not we could get around that or not, but we decided that a good compromise position, instead of requiring him to be rendered unconscious, that the Department of Corrections would be required to offer the inmate sedation, and it would be his choice as to whether or not he wanted to be sedated before he went. So that's the change, and I would ask for an aye vote.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 13. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin. Barlow.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Dayton.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparic. Kirkbride.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton, excused. Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Piperinen.
No.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
No.
Summers.
No.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Throne.
No.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Hunt? Hunt, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 30 aye, 29 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you failed to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 13. We're now at that order of business of consideration of bills on general file. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole to consider the following bills. Senate File 142, 101, 58, 92, 44, 52, 4, 132, 47, 124, 100, 11, 134, 133, 95, 24, 118, 88, 90, 9, 138, 57, 56, 55, 51, 80, 126, and 50.
Heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, no. Representative Edmonds.
The committee of the whole will please come to order. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 142. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 142 from Senator Driscoll, an act relating to fire protection, restricting the interpretation or enforcement of building codes or standards as specified, specifying the application of certain building codes and providing for an effective date. Mr. Chairman, your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred Senate File 142, engrossed building code regulation, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Gay, Jennings, Kirkbride, Lindholm, Paxton, and Dan Zwanitzer, signed by Representative Dan Zwanitzer, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Zwanitzer, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm moving to committee the whole rise report to do so with a recommendation that Senate File 142 do pass. I would further move the standing committee amendment. I would ask you to approve the standing committee amendment, but before that, I will turn over the management of the bill to the good representative from House District 1 to explain the bill and the standing committee amendment, and then we'll come back and have a debate on it here in a bit.
Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'll go over the bill here pretty quick. It's a short bill. It's a great bill. Senate File 142, Building Code Regulation. What this comes down to, folks, for or at least for me, is if you're gonna say you're limited government, let's limit the government. And this has to do specifically with some instances that have happened in the past and preventing instances from happening in the future in your local areas. Some of the examples that have happened in the past is all of our counties, I'm sure, has some instance of some people that live in their homes during the summer and the spring and fall months and flock to the southern states during the winter time to escape the cold. And during that time, and it might be vice versa, they might be spending some time in the summer months in another state, they rent out their homes. They rent them out for 1 or 2 week periods or even a month-long period. Well, it came to our attention that in some of these areas, it was actually happening where the local building code was being enforced that because you're actually renting out your home, you now have to install fire suppression in your home because it's like a hotel at that point was the idea. So imagine that. A residency now has to install fire suppression in their home, in their residence, because they're renting out their home for 1 to 2 weeks period of time. That flies right in the face of private property rights. That flies right in the face of home ownership. And something that was repeated early and often during testimony on this bill was, and as it should be, and lots of our local building code officials throughout the state testified on this matter, that a home is a home is a home, regardless if you rent it out for 20 days or 60 days or 18 months. They get it, but there were certain individuals that don't get it, and they wanted to make sure that you were being living up to the codes of commercial, even though that's your home for 9 to 10 to 11 months out of the year. So that's a little bit of a genesis behind this, and that's what we're seeking to prevent. To stop that onslaught against residencies, to stop the onslaught against private property rights. So I'll walk you through the bill real quick here. 35-9-163 is created to read, no state or local official authorized to enforce the provisions of this article shall interpret or enforce, and if you'll turn over to page 2, any building codes or standards adopted by the state in a way that is more stringent or burdensome than required by the standards or codes. Subsection B, notwithstanding any other provision of law, short-term rental or detached one- and two-family dwellings and townhomes shall not be regulated as a commercial use for purposes of fire, building, and electrical standards and shall not be subject to regulation under the International Building Code. With that, I will stand for questions on the... Pardon me, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to turn over the explanation. I'll go ahead and do the standing committee amendment real quick here. Sorry, Mr. Chairman. Standing committee amendment number 1, as previously moved by the good chairman of corporations, It deletes entirely subsection A. That's that. Mr. Chairman, I don't know if now would be the time to speak against the Standing Committee Amendment. Okay.
Please proceed, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to ask you to resist the Standing Committee Amendment. I don't think that without A in there, you can't, I don't think you can enforce B, which makes the bill a wash. We're not helping out the people of the state. We're not limiting government. It makes it really hard to do. I'm working on an amendment to clean up A. I'd ask you to resist the Standing Committee Amendment. I will be bringing a second reading amendment to clean this up and to make it a little better in A, and ask you for your support. Resist Standing Committee Amendment number one.
Chairman Zwanzer, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I actually just have a question. If there was any debate in the committee, you know, some of these residential projects go over a year or a couple of years, and so, and I know that we change our building codes, obviously, because we do it here at the state. And so if we have a new building code that comes into effect July 1st and they start the building, can you tell me how that works if we do some substantial changes to our building codes? Are you grandfathered in from the time that you start that project? Because I know I've had some just difficulties with inspectors coming up on a project in a time zone, and one inspector kind of dictates that they want something done more than the next inspector. So if you could answer that question, I'd appreciate it.
Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On and against the amendment, if you look at the language, it says no state or local official authorized to enforce the provisions of this article shall interpret or enforce any building codes or standards adopted by the state in a way more stringent or burdensome than that is required by the standards or codes. And I would just represent to you that in my field of practice, this isn't the only type instance where you have overzealous regulators coming in and dictating how you can use your property than just the fire code. And I think this is a great provision, and I request that we leave it in. Thanks.
Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking on and in favor of the amendment, and I would beg to differ with the characterization of the amendment as addressing too much government. I think really what this amendment does is provide local control. And I will consistently come to this microphone to support local control. The facts of the matter are, in this case, that a number of counties and towns in this state have adopted code to go beyond just what the state has done. And by leaving Section A in, we're actually restricting the right of these towns and counties to do so. And I think that's an overreach of state government. So I am in support of this amendment and urge you all to support it as well.
Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question. Line 3, page 2. Just standards or codes, just how encompassing are we talking about here? I mean, it seems like we could have some exceptionally stringent codes that we can't relax, and we could have, but we're saying we have something that's maybe more modest and we can't increase them. So I just need to know in the context of that line, standards and codes, because we're not referring to Wyoming codes, we're not referring to international codes, it's just standards and codes. So what are we speaking of in standards and codes? And I know this is being struck by the amendment, and that's why I want to know so I can understand the amendment before I can vote on the amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Edwards.
On and for the amendment, part of the reason that I am for this is because they have home rule on the counties and cities on some of them, and on that they have wind loads and snow loads. In some areas of the state, the snow loads are a lot heavier than they are in others, and also with the wind speeds that they have to be able to hold up to the winds. And
With that, if you leave this in, they would have to come back and make everybody as stringent throughout the whole state so that they would be able to build a building that would be able to hold up under the snow amounts that other towns that don't need that would have to abide by it even though they don't need it. So it would make them build a building a lot stronger and be a lot more costly than it normally would. And the building inspectors agreed that it did need to go to an interim committee so that they could talk about this. And I believe that instances such as this should be left in so that we're all not having to pay a high penalty for just the special needs of certain parts of the state. Thank you.
Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to push back a little bit on that last speaker. There's no state-adopted snow loads. There's certain counties and certain municipalities that have adopted those, sure, and those are a good thing to have around. And this wouldn't prevent them from adopting that for their area if they need it. What this, and to answer the prior question, these are only standards and codes that have been adopted by the state. So any of your building codes, any of your electrical, your fire suppression codes, that's what we're talking about specifically. They have to be adopted by the state. And we've gone over some of those codes in this body, adopting some of those. Speaking on home rule, Article 13, Section 1, Subparagraph B in our Constitution, that whole Article 13, Section 1 is home rule, and that provides our local municipalities and counties to manage their business. But they also have, we also have the right as a legislative body, as long as we come in and we do it for all cities and towns throughout the state. And I would not be on this bill if it wasn't for all cities and towns. This has happened in several areas throughout the state where a local agency, local bureaucrat has gone way too far and has cost the taxpayers of this state a lot of money. Delayed them in time, delayed them in building. And not to, we don't want to see this spread throughout the state. We don't want to see this go on to a situation where it becomes popular to all of a sudden mandate that a new building area has to use metal conduit in their walls. And that has happened. In residential, it was required metal conduit was used in their walls because there was a possibility that the people that bought those homes might only be staying in them for, 6 or 7 months out of the year. That is wrong to require that of the people of Wyoming to put up with a local bureaucracy that could change its mind at any time during the building of their future home. I'd ask you to reject this amendment.
Representative Larson Lloyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As this debate started, I reflected on the instruction I got from my municipality and their building inspector and their fire inspector this morning, and I got a little confused, so I stepped back out, and he instructed me and asked me and pled, please make sure that we pull Section A out and follow this amendment. He says to leave Section A in there is very problematic for cities and towns and to support the amendment, and so I would just pass that along and encourage you to support the amendment.
Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a question. I've had my share of run-ins with building inspectors, both personally and as a trustee. Does this amendment only go towards residential dwellings such as homes and townhouses, or does this extend out to where I'm interested in as college buildings?
Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hopefully for the last time. These same officials are also stating and unequivocally that B is, it's pretty much pointless with A removed. The enforcement's gone from it. Once again, reject it. I will be bringing a second reading amendment to fix A that I hope will satisfy this body.
Chairman Zwanitzer, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I would ask you to adopt the Standing Committee Amendment. Precisely for what the good speaker just says, I think we all know there's some difficulty with A, and we do. We can fight on second reading if there can be some better language. But just issued a couple of things. It was just said, one, that if we don't take out A, it's going to become more popular to issue mandates. And I don't think in Wyoming it's ever become popular to issue mandates. But this is an interesting debate we have in this body. It seems like almost every day around here is on some bills we want more local control. And when we don't like what locals do, then we want more state control over them. But I would argue that there are certain municipalities in this state that want to, use their standards and use their understanding of the building codes of the state in ways that benefit their local areas. And I think we can all think of certain cities that, you can't account for all 99 municipalities with one blanket statement from the state fire marshal's office. You do need a little bit of local interpretation of how that works in their greater community plan in many of the areas, depending if it's an urban or a kind of a rural density, or if it's we can also think of some communities, especially from some speakers who just were up, that they have a little bit of they have a much tougher duty in enforcing building codes and deciphering them on how they work for their local communities. So I'd ask you to vote for the Standing Committee Amendment. Leave A in for today. I'm sure we'll be back tomorrow discussing A again and seeing if we can make it work for everybody. But based on all of your local communities and the group that represents those communities to the legislators, they've all asked for A to come out, and maybe we can find some better wording on second reading.
Is there further discussion? Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking again in favor of the amendment, and I think it's important here not to be talking about B and the particular ramifications of a particular decision made in any locality. This issue is more general, and it is about local control. And I don't want the characterization of the amendment to go beyond that. Thank you very much.
Further discussion? Question having been called, all those in favor of Standing Committee Amendment Number 1, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no?
No.
Standing Committee Amendment Number 1 has passed. Division being called. All those in favor, please stand. Standing Committee Amendment Number 1 has been adopted. We are back on the bill. Oh. Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question is there some place in the statute, I don't have this title at my desk, but does it say anywhere in the statute what short-term means? Short-term rental. There's got to be a definition of that. And then, what we were being sold on this bill was that it's for a household that goes south for the winter or something like that, and they rent it out short-term. But then you get into the weeds on page 2, line 6. They're talking about one- and two-family dwellings and townhomes. And if that's the case, I think that it's too loose, and it doesn't make it clear that it is your own personal. I don't see anywhere where it says your own personal residence.
Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Trying to answer some of those questions. First, right off the bat, short-term rental is defined in the codes, the building codes that we have adopted as a state. It's not in the statute that I know of. I could be wrong, but I know it's in the building codes, and that was testified on during committee. As far as one and two family dwellings and townhomes, also in the adopted building codes by this body. It's a good bill, folks. We've spoken about this in the just previously about some of the situations that have arrived, requiring fire suppression, requiring metal conduit in residential homes, and that's where this is a little bit of a pushback. And I'd ask for your favorable aye vote on this bill. Thank you.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to follow up on the previous question, so I understand that short-term rental is defined in the codes, but what is the definition? Is it 2 weeks or up to a year, or what is the specifics?
Chairman Zwanitzer, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's 30 days would be the quick and short answer to that. And then just building on what the previous proponent of the bill stated about the code having already what family dwellings are, that these aren't commercial properties. These are family dwellings that we're regulating.
Further discussion? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Zwanitzer's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 142 do pass. Please, for those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Senate File 142 has passed the Committee of the Whole. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have the rare opportunity to introduce you to the best fifth grade class, not only in Casper and in Wyoming, but in the galaxy. And I'd like to ask them to stand up. They were in two groups, and one group had to leave, and so you're going to get, I think, the equal half of the group. And their teacher is a man who has a name, Gilmore, and as a lot of you know, we had a good legislator from Casper, Wyoming, whose name was Gilmore, and he's here. But if you guys would give them a big round of applause and... And last but not least, I was out there in the lobby and they were asking me questions, and they're a lot better than some of the questions that are asked on this floor.
Representative Wilson.
I'm going to crowd out the next speaker. They're from Crest Hill, and I thought you all knew that, and I just got advised by a good coach from Casper that I should mention that. So Crest Hill's the one.
Now Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Privilege of the floor.
Proceed.
Thank you. Members, I'll take advantage of this opportunity, seeing as we're all paying attention for a moment here, just to point out that staff has passed out to you personally your share of the courtesy fund for $139. So please do not give the pages grief. Please just turn over your check to one of them and cough up your fair share of what you have eaten all session long. Thank you.
The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 101. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 101 from Senator Landon, an act relating to education, amending provisions for resident tuition for military veterans, their spouses, and children as specified, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Chairman, the Committee Number 4, Education, to whom is referred Senate File 101 engrossed, Veterans In-State Tuition, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Freeman, Hunt, Yeagie, Northrop, Paxton, Pipirinen, Summers, and Throne, one excuse, Representative Patton, signed by Representative Northrop, Vice Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Vice Chairman Northrop?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill Number Senate File 101 do pass, and with the explanation, we have Representative Walters.
Representative Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before you today, body, is Senate File 101, which is in-state tuition for veterans, and as you read through the bill, it just discusses how they become eligible for that in-state tuition as a qualifying veteran, their spouses and their children as well. And this is really something that's a good idea. It encourages our veterans to get, when they get out of the military, to come home, come to the community colleges and to the school over the hill and pursue a higher education. It's really a good idea, and it's a way that we can say thank you to those folks for their service. And with that, I'd ask for your favorable support.
Question being called. All those in favor of Vice Chairman Northrop's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill Number 101 do pass. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Senate File 101 has passed the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 58. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 58 from the Appropriations Committee, an act relating to the Wyoming retirement system, providing for limited participation in the law enforcement retirement plan by peace officers employed by the Department of State Parks and Cultural Resources as specified, providing for contributions, making an appropriation, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Chairman, your Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred Senate File 58, engrossed, State Park Officers Benefits, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Burkhardt, Connolly, Greer, Harshman, Moniz, Nicholas, and Stepson, signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Chairman Harshman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 58 do pass, and I further move the adoption of the standing committee amendments. I would turn over the explanation of the Senate File and the standing committee amendments to our good Representative Burkhardt, who I would remind you is one of our kind of takes this is kind of his wheelhouse on our Appropriations Committee on benefits. So I'd like to turn it over to Representative Burkhardt. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Burkhardt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to discuss the bill and then discuss the standing committee amendment. I think it'll be a little easier to understand, even though the standing committee amendment's only two words. So with that, Senate File 58 is a bill to provide death and disability benefits to our state park rangers. Our state park rangers are police officers and are defined as such in statute. However, they don't always do those duties. I don't want to say they're part-time, but during the summer months, during the time our state parks are occupied and active, they do those duties. Other times of the year, they may have other duties. Now, they're generally covered under our what's called the big plan for retirement. In that, however, that big plan was not set up to handle those people doing law enforcement duties, which our state park personnel do. This bill was an attempt to kind of combine the two plans and give those peace officers at the state parks a death and disability benefit similar to what is enjoyed by our highway patrol, DCI, those peoples, our game wardens, and that. And that's what the bill does. This bill took quite a while to develop in as much as the definition of when these benefits apply and how they apply. And so that's the bill. I'll go through the bill with you and a few other points. There are 21 of these certified police officers, and they handle, I think, about 4 million visitors a year. Many of our state parks are very remote. They're only the only law enforcement around. And I think you remember about 3 years ago, one was seriously wounded just north of here in a shooting incident. So their lives are on the line for us in enforcing our laws in the state parks. And this bill provides a line of duty benefit when they're acting in a law enforcement capacity, and that they would enjoy these benefits. When they're doing other things, they wouldn't. So the bill, the definition of peace officers, by the way, they are included in that statute. If anyone wants it, I can read it to you. And they're eligible for these death and disability benefits. And at this point, I'm on page 2, and if you go down to line 8, part of the issue with this bill was how to fund this. And there were several changes in paragraph Romanet I on how to do the funding. The Appropriations Committee finally came down with an amendment that inserts, after the word from, on line 8, general or non-general fund sources. So this gives the state parks the opportunity of where to get the money to pay for this program. General funds are consistent with what we do with other retirement systems. Those funds come out of the general fund for the department and those allocations. So we felt it was appropriate to handle this in the same way. And the rest talks about how those contributions are made. Go over to page 3. Section 2 talks about peace officers eligible for coverage, and they are not eligible for anything else. The election to enjoy coverage is irrevocable. They have to stay in the program once they choose this, and the death and disability benefits are payable as already prescribed by statute. And it talks about the payments and how they're made. Section 3 appropriates $15,000 from the general fund to start this. And that is pretty much the bill. So at this time, I would ask for your approval of Standing Committee Amendment Number 1 that you have in your box to the engrossed copy, if there are no questions.
Vice Chairman Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could just ask, in the conversation that you had in creating this prior to the amendment, when you was just going to use non-general funds, could you explain to us the problem with just using non-general funds and what the intent was at that point?
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The non-general funds for the state parks, as you know, their funds that you pay when you go into the park are not really available for use to them. And that was kind of an oversight on the Appropriations Committee's part to how to fund them. So you can't take the money out of those fees. Those fees were originally designated for maintenance. And if you remember, previously we're now going to allow 25% of those funds to go towards maintenance rather than capital improvement. So they don't have a ready non-general fund source, so the general fund is appropriate. And that's how we fund our other retirement plans, how we fund the death and disability portions of the other law enforcement plans. So we just wanted to be consistent.
Speaker Pro Tem Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just to add to that, the way it came out of the interim did not have this language in. This language, limiting it to the non-general fund, was inserted as it came through the other side. But one of the other problems with just having that language in is you see the section below where it requires the contributions to be paid pursuant to 9-3-4-13. That section actually it talks about a contribution from the salary. And all the salaries from state parks are paid from general funds. So you had, the way it came out and over to us, had this built-in inconsistency. And really the way we did it is kind of throwing a bone to our comrades, because really we could just as easily have just said from general funds, but really the paragraph below requires us to be paid from general funds because of that's where the salaries are paid out of.
Representative Burkhart?
Mr. Chairman, if there are no further questions, I'd call for the question on Standing Committee Amendment 1.
Question being called. You have heard the motion. All those in favor of Standing Committee Amendment Number 1, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
Standing Committee Amendment Number 1 has been adopted. We are back on the bill. Chairman Zwanitzer, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I had a question, page 2, kind of in the same area that we are, line 9. It's where they will make a contribution equal to 1% of the salary paid to the officer. And it seems to me like it should be some sort of percentage. I'm just curious where 1% is. If we put this in statute for a long time, I would think it should relate to the amount you pay a particular officer up and down. So maybe if you could explain how we came up 1% as compared to, how you just came up with 1%, that might answer it.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All of you can remember in our retirement plans, there is a percentage contribution from the employee and a percentage contribution from the employer, which would be the agency. And those are generally much higher percentages. Law enforcement carries a higher percentage because on their retirement and their disability because they put their life out there for us. So this bill was to just provide them with a death and disability benefit, not an additional retirement benefit. And the retirement board came up with what they felt would be an appropriate number. So this is 1%. Now remember, these people are still paying into the general, or what we refer to as the big plan for retirement. So this is an amount over and above that for a specific death and disability benefit from their law enforcement duties. And on the advice of the retirement board, the retirement system, that's how we picked 1%.
Further discussion? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Harshman's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Bill Number 58 do pass. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Senate File 58 has passed the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 92. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 92 from Senator Coe, an act relating to workers' compensation, authorizing workers' compensation coverage for all county officers, amending a definition and providing for an effective date. Mr. Chairman, Committee Number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom is referred Senate File 92, Workers' Compensation, County Elected Officials, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Byrd, Kennedy, Edmonds, Gay, Kasparik, Lockhart, Somers, Walters, one no vote, Representative Larson, signed by Representative Lockhart, Chairman, and further reviewed by your Committee Number 2, Appropriations, who respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Connolly, Greer, Harshman, Moniz, Nicholas, Stebson, one no vote, Representative Burkhart, signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Chairman Lockhart?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Senate File 92 do pass. There's no amendments on the bill, and I'd like to turn the explanation over to one of our great legislators from a county in which the largest consolidated school in the nation was, and a
person from that school is married to a legislator in this House.
Representative Larson Dan.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I am not sure I know what all that's about, but I'll have to catch up with Representative Lockhart. I'd like to explain this bill. It's a pretty simple bill until I got to appropriations, and then they were asking quite a few questions that were stumping me, and I'm hoping I can get through them. In Section 1, we're amending Statute 2714-102A and getting down to N. Essentially, let's go to definitions as used in this act. And the important one here is Romanet 7. It defines what an employee is, and this definition conforms to federal law. So that's where we got the definition from. The most confusing part of this bill is the last sentence of this definition on page 2, line 10. And you get down to page 2, line 10, and it tells you what an employee is, and then at the end it says, an employee does not include. So, then you go through the statute here, and it lists many categories, A through M, where an employee does not include such things as an individual engaged as an independent contractor, or an employee of a private household, and then it gets down to N. And here it says, employee does not include an elected public official or an appointed member of any governmental board or commission except for a duly elected or appointed sheriff or coroner. Now, the last part of N here was amended in 1995, and they wanted to bring in the sheriff and county coroner so they could be covered by workers' compensation. In this bill, we want to include all county elected officials. And then in Section 2, this act is effective July 1st. So anyway, I guess I better go back to N and read it again as we want it in this bill. An employee does not include an elected public official or an appointed member of any governmental board or commission except for a duly elected appointed county officer. So it gets kind of confusing, but we want to bring in county elected officer. This request has been discussed by county attorneys for quite some time and was formally requested when county commissioners and assessors and legislators in the northwest part of the state were having their pre-session meeting. The elected county officials would include commissioners. There can be three to five, depending on what your county has. Be treasurer, clerk, assessor, attorney, coroner, sheriff, and district court clerk. Statewide, 200 positions could possibly be added to workers' compensation. The reason for bringing this bill is the possible accidents which could occur to elected officials. Some examples might be a commissioner, when he's out checking on issues outside, like on roads or bridges or county construction areas, or maybe even disaster areas. Also of concern might be when the commissioners are out dealing with issues with the National Forest Service or BLM. Can I say those words? Sorry. When working on federal issues. Other elected officials may have issues too. Take, for instance, the assessor may be out inspecting property on a new construction or something and have an accident, you know, walking through the building. I don't know if they, you know, checking out where they're building stuff. Another example might be with the county clerk when she's or he is moving voting machines and such. Right now, all county employees as a group are either covered or not covered under Section 108 of this statute, depending on what the counties decide. The same would be the case for the elected officials if this bill passes. After discussing this with LSO, it was discovered the coroner and the deputy coroner are already covered by workers' compensation in a different part of the statute, and that'd be in section 108, letter D, Romanet 17. If you go to the fiscal note, you will notice that the impacts, the money coming in and the money going out are going to be the same, and that's by statute. The assumptions were this salary data shows a total statewide wage of $11 million for Wyoming County officers. The Department of Workforce, the department estimates the county officers would pay premiums based on the county government general rate of 2.27, and the total premiums would come out to be $250,000. In statute, it says down at the bottom, workers' compensation program shall be neither more nor less than self-supporting by that statute. In summary, this means that each year premiums and expenditures should be roughly equal, including administrative expenses. So with that, I ask for questions and ask for question.
Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and in favor of this bill, having been a county commissioner for many years, I understand how truly hazardous that job is, and the number of injuries that have been sustained over the years by county commissioners are probably beyond counting. But I'm just curious, really why I'm here is I have a question, because it would appear that to be a town elected official would be equally hazardous. I'm wondering why they're not included in this bill. Thank you.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When we read this bill in, I think you remember I was the one no vote in committee on this bill, and I would advise extreme caution on this bill. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. There were some snide comments being made.
Excuse.
A couple reasons. If you look on page 2, the change deletes sheriff or coroner and elects and inserts county officer. And I guess the question is still out. If a county chooses, if this bill would pass, if the county chooses to not participate, do we now exclude the coroner and sheriff, who in the past we've said have a hazardous job based on their job duties? And I don't think we've received an adequate answer from anyone on that, other than some anecdotal evidence. The other portion is, and it's best described with an example, many of our county commissioners are also ranchers, farmers, business people. So they go out for the day, they repair fence all day, and at the end of the day, they decide to go and take a tour of an industrial complex being built in their area, and they walk around it, rough ground and all of that. Well, that night, they start to have back pain. They go to the hospital, and the hospital says, oh, you obviously strained your back. You need medical treatment and some other things. Is that workers' compensation as a county commissioner or in their profession? And those gray areas are difficult to define. I think this bill is going to give some of our legal people a lot of work for a long time if it passes without some real definitions on those. Remember also, these are elected officials just as we are, and we have no workers' compensation coverage. And we do a lot of things outside this chamber in our official capacity that we don't have any workers' compensation coverage for. So just exercise caution. I'm probably a no vote on the bill, but make up your own mind. Thank you.
Representative Larson Dan.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'll try to answer those questions. From the first representative, I'm not positive on that. I'd have to check with the department and see, you know, how they are, if they're covered or can they be. But I can sure get back to you. On the second good representative's questions, as I stated before, the county coroner and deputy coroner are covered under another part of the statute. And that would be under Section 108, Letter D, Romanet 17. And it actually, I can read that to you. Section D states, this act applies to governmental entities engaged in an industrial classification listed under subsection A of this section and to employees of governmental entities engaged in or employed as follows. And on Romanet 17, it lists county coroners and deputy county coroners. Also, when I talked to LSO and the department, they both said that the sheriff, as law enforcement, is covered under Section 108A, Romanet I, and S is what they said. So hopefully that'll help. I'd ask for a question. If there are no other questions.
Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and in favor of the bill, I think that one of the questions brought up by the good representative on committee number two regarding what would be part of a claim for someone's ordinary work life and what would be part of a claim while acting in an official capacity are the types of questions that are handled by the Workers' Compensation Division all the time. You'd have to actually have a nexus between the injury, the nature of that injury, and the official capacity. So I think that that's something that's easily handled within the existing system. I think this is a good bill in the sense that it does extend that coverage for those limited times that you're actually put in a situation where you could harm yourself in those positions. So I would urge the body to vote aye on this bill. Thank you.
Representative Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you go to 18.3.107, it discusses salaries of officers within counties. And in that section, there is a subsection B that says the salaries provided in this subsection shall compensate county officers for all the duties prescribed by law to be performed by them, and no such officer shall receive from federal, state, or other county funds any additional separate salary compensation. This restriction shall not apply to, and there's a few things, but that sentence is ended by, any other benefit provided to all employees of the respective county. And so I wonder if the county commissioners aren't already covered in this regard, and when I've asked this on a few other things that are extended to county commissioners and others within counties, it they are covered, although they are not covered specifically in other sections, are covered by that catch-all. So I would just ask that question.
Further discussion? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Lockhart's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill number 92 do pass. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Senate File 92 has passed the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration.
Mr. Chairman.
Speaker Pro Tem Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would make the motion that the Committee of the Whole begs leave to rise and sit again until 2 p.m.
Beg leave. Committee reports.
Mr. Chairman. I'd also make just a quick announcement that the majority party will caucus upon adjournment in room B63.
Committee announcements, I should say.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet tomorrow upon noon recess to hear the following three bills. Senate File 99, Wyoming Pharmacy Act Amendments. Senate File 136, Expedited EMT Licensing. And Senate File 116, Legislative Compensation. Additionally, your conference committee on House Bill 42 will meet Friday morning at 8 a.m. in Senate Corporations.
Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will be meeting with our compatriots in the Senate tomorrow morning, February 26th, 8 a.m. in room H10 to discuss interim topics.
Vice Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Once again, Joint Conference Committee number 1 will meet in about 5 minutes up in H17 to discuss House Bill 154.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Labor will meet your committee number 10. Labor will meet upon adjournment 10 minutes after adjournment today in room H17 to discuss Senate File 85, Adult Foster Care Pilot Project. And then on Friday at noon, we have one small bill to discuss. And following that, we will discuss interim topics. And for committee members, if you would email your suggestions for interim topics, then they'll all be compiled for us on Friday. Thank you.
Minority Caucus Chairman Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Minority Party Caucus will convene their caucus meeting today, 10 minutes after noon recess at 115 West 20, East 22nd Street. That is right across from Starbucks, and that is also the same building that the WEA is in, basement conference room. Thank you. It is a public meeting. All are welcome.
Vice Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 4, Education, will meet tonight upon adjournment in room H10 to discuss Senate File 74, school summer school intervention and remediation, and Senate File 91, charter school eligibility bonus payments. Thank you.
Chairman McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands, and Water Resources, will meet tomorrow morning, Thursday morning at 8 a.m., in Senate Room S-15 to consider the interim topics for our committees.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The House Joint Conference Committee on House Bill 1 will meet at 12:30 in Room 204 to continue discussion of the budget bill. And, Mr. Chairman, House Appropriations Number 2 will meet tomorrow, Thursday, February 26, upon noon recess to consider the following bills: Senate File 141 and Gross State Budget Development, and Senate File 146 Spending Policy Amendments.
Further announcements? The Committee of the Whole will rise and sit again at 2 p.m.